These next two poems are from a cycle which is called Seven Laments for the Fallen in the War. And again, maybe it's some sad involvement, but it's part, has become part of our life over there. Wars and non-wars, truces, change very quickly, and each one of us who grew up has some kind of switch by which we can immediately turn our whole system, personal and economic and otherwise, from war to peace, and thank heavens also vice versa. And in this country, if some father wants to show his grown-up children his battle scenes of past wars, he has to go very far away. And in Israel, everything is very handy just outside the window. So you don't have to travel far away. And I have in one of my last poems in a new book which came out a few months ago, which has not yet been translated, except a few poems which I might read later on, I've said something like that if a young soldier digs himself in one of the wars during a shelling or a bombardment and makes himself a little hole in the earth to just to keep safe from all the shells and bombs, he might well find himself, if he survives, 2 or 1 week even later in the same little hollow, having a good time with his girlfriend. And the same thing can also be the other way around, of course, that someone might be very happy under some tree on some hill, and sometime later he might find himself being under that same tree and having a very bad time in war. But so it's actually, everything is like some big package, and so so tension is always very high, and but the wish for survival is, I think, one of the main things in our poetry. That's why I've written so many love poems, and because that's the only way to survive it. And I shall read you these two out of seven laments. Mr. Beringer, whose son fell by the canal, which was dug by strangers for ships to pass through the desert, is passing me at the Jaffa Gate. He has become very thin, has lost his son's weight. Therefore, he is floating lightly through the alleys, getting entangled in my heart like driftwood. Two, as a child, he mashed potatoes into golden puree. After that, one dies. The living child has to be cleaned after it returns from play. But for the dead man, earth and sand are clear water in which forever he'll cleanse his flesh and purify it.